Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Balo hosts Sarah Main on her ongoing journey of conscious confidence and gain timeless wisdom to unleash unparalleled confidence. A conscious confidence. Learn to ignite the living spark of wisdom, a new narrative for fulfillment contained in Sanskrit and the ancient, powerful, engaging, and fun conscious conversations to discover your own magnificent true self. Learn to dispel the fear shadow as Sarah provides essential knowledge about embracing change and the power of transformation. Get ready. Conscious confidence starts now.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio with me, Sarah Main. I'm your host of Conscious Confidence Radio, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success. And that's the title of my book. So I'm the author of that book as well. And conscious confidence is all about timeless wisdom. And today's show is about trust, what timeless wisdom says about trust. And it also includes faith, but I'm specifically going to really focus in on what Sanskrit and timeless wisdom says about trust. And so we're going to talk about trust without tricks. So let me ask you some questions just to kind of get an orientation to the whole topic. What do we understand of trust? It's an English word. We all know it. But what do we understand of trust? Why is trust important? Do you think about trust as you go about your life? Occasionally, maybe. But do you really sort of think more deeply about trust? Do you think trust can be cultivated and nurtured? And if you feel you lack trust, how do you get it? And I've got some beautiful quotes here. Golda Meir, who was the Prime Minister of Israel, a woman Prime Minister of Israel, she was the fourth Prime Minister of the new state of Israel. She said, "Trust yourself. Create the kind of self that you will be happy to live with all your life. Make the most of yourself by fanning the tiny inner sparks of possibility into flames of achievement." Isn't that fantastic? And the American philosopher Ralph Waldo Emerson, "Trust men and they will be true to you. Treat them greatly and they will show themselves great." So two different perspectives, trust within, Golda Meir, and trust those that you meet. That's what Emerson's talking about. So two different dimensions to trust. So trust without tricks. Okay, so I always start with a story or try to. So today we're going to Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Remember the movie with Harrison Ford and Sean Connery? Harrison Ford, of course, playing Indiana Jones, and Harrison Ford playing Indiana Jones, and Sean Connery playing his dad. So Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. And do you remember near the end of the movie, there's a fantastic scene called The Leap of Faith. And Indy's in the underground, the cave, whatever, and he has to take this leap of faith across this chasm, this abyss. And it's dark, and he had in order to get the Holy Grail, and that's going to save his father, who's been wounded, mortally wounded. And you can imagine we're down in the underground cave, and there's this vast dark chasm, and the music's playing, and Indy's there right on the edge of the little precipice that he's standing on, and he's holding this message. And he has to take this leap of faith. And he's got to do it to save his father. And he finds that trust. You see him taking that deep breath. And then he finds that trust, that faith and that belief within. He takes a deep breath and he steadily takes a step out over the dark chasm, only to find that there's ground beneath his foot. And then once he places his foot on that ground that is there, then the whole pathway starts to open up in front of him across the chasm, and it shows itself. And you can see that clip. If you go to YouTube, just Google up Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, Leap of Faith, and it comes up and you can spend a happy few moments watching that great scene. So when we're talking about trust, let's look at the wisdom of Sanskrit, because that's my thing. There's great wisdom in Sanskrit, this ancient, ancient language. It's a mother of languages. It's a universal language. It's one of the languages of the universe, or the language of the universe. So let's broaden our perspective of what we understand about trust by going back to the wisdom in Sanskrit. It's always so helpful. So I found three words that we're going to look at, and they both mean trust. All three of them mean trust. The first one's vishwasa, vishwasa, and it means to breathe freely, to live freely, breath being life, to live freely, to step free of any doubt or insecurity, and to step into trust, faith, and confidence. So Sanskrit goes back to the breath, to breathe freely and live freely, is a quality, an element, a perspective, a way of experiencing trust. And we wouldn't think of that. The second word is pratyaya, pratyaya. This comes up a lot, especially in philosophical texts, and it does mean trust. It means belief and it means faith. So in pratyaya, there's three aspects. So follow me on this. Just stay with me and I'll explain it. It says in going, in studying, and in remembering. Trust in going, in studying, and in remembering, you'll find the essence of trust. So let's take those in order. In going, first you need to actually get up and move in a clear direction. You need to move decisively and with purpose. Think of Indiana Jones putting his foot out. He actually had to take that step first. So Sanskrit acknowledges that, that in the act of trust, in that energy of trust, you actually have to take a step. All right, Sanskrit indicates that. And then in taking such a movement, what's revealed is something new, new knowledge. And we need to acknowledge that. We need to, in a sense, study it. And by study it, we need to actually assimilate it, consider it, acknowledge it, be with it. And they're using, we've got the English word study. Study is not just sort of sitting there with books trying to pass an exam. It's that focusing in on something, considering it. So that's another element to trust, is to take that step and then acknowledge where we are and actually see what's there and assimilate that. And proper study requires observation, contemplation, and assimilation. And then the Sanskrit indicates in remembering. That's interesting, because this new knowledge, this new place that you've discovered by taking that step out, that step forward, that new direction, is in fact unlocking a deep memory within. So in taking our next best step, you take your light with you, but you have to make that movement first. And if you know what you're going to meet, if it's familiar to you, then you haven't actually moved into something new. You're still within a known comfort zone. So to make a genuine journey, you have to move where you don't know what to expect. It can be dark, sure, it can be scary, absolutely. It can be uncertain, also exciting. And that's why you need the trust, the faith, and the confidence. So the other promise that's held in pratyaya is a firm foundation. So even though it feels to you that you may be stepping out into a void, this is the securest way to trust this process. And remember Indiana Jones, stepping out into the void, but the ground comes up to meet each step. And in our experience, the universe is always present and providing what's needed. So all of that is in one word, pratyaya. In going, remember taking that step. In studying, as in considering and assimilating the new present situation that you're in, and that unlocks a deep memory. So you, in fact, take your light with you. And you can't trust that which you already know. if you already know it and you've fully assimilated, it's not, it is trust, but you don't have to engage in an act of trust if you already know it, because you don't need to trust it. You need trust for that which is yet unknown. And the final word, so we've had Wishwasha, breathing freely, then the moving forward, assimilating where we are, the new knowledge, the study as it were, and then the unlocking the memory is Wishramba. And that's letting go of the ties that bind you, the known, the secure, the comfort zone, the comfortable, the familiar. And this is an act of trust and faith and stepping free, letting go of the ties that bind you. So Sanskrit has all of that. When they talk about trust, you get the full impact of those three elements. So bringing it all together, Vishwasa is freeing. It's a freeing act, not a binding one. Pratyaya tells you the process to step forward, to study what you find, and then to realize it's a memory. That is, the knowledge connects with what you already have within you, and we remember. And that memory makes this new knowledge available to ourselves. So it's not separate from us. And then Wishramba tells us that in order to take that first step, we have to loosen the ties that bind us. And that can seem a bit reckless. Sometimes it may seem irrational. And I'm not talking about sort of dumping your old life or those, your responsibilities. It's an inner work that you take. And this will reflect in the appropriate actions that don't cause disjunct in your life, unless there is something genuine in your life that you need to step free from, of course. And so that's what Sanskrit says, and we're going to take a short break soon, and then we're going to come back and I'll tie it all together and give you an actual practical process or a practice that you can use to discover trust in action, trust without tricks. And it's coming right from that Sanskrit, from breathing freely, living freely, the taking the step forward, and then loosening the ties that bind us. And I'll leave you with a statement before we go to break. And it's padam padam prati padam arhati iti prati padikam. That's Sanskrit, step by step. And at every step stands waiting that which is needed for that step. So we'll see you soon after the break.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404, or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be, and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Step into your highest potential and tune into Embodying Your Higher Self. Tools for Conscious Living with Michelle Champaka. You can listen on TransformationTalkRadio.com or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Michelle is an energy healer, intuitive, and shamanic practitioner dedicated to helping you heal and transform your life. For more information about sessions, coaching, and upcoming workshops and retreats, visit spiritweaverjourneys.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Conscious Confidence Radio. I'm Sarah Main. And today we're talking about trust. And before we went to break, I just got to the end of describing the three words that Sanskrit has for trust. There's actually more, but these are the three key words. Sanskrit is so vast and rich. There's always plenty more. But I selected Vishwasa Pratyaya and Vishrambha to open up our consideration of trust. Because new knowledge brings new possibilities, and that's where it's important to go back to Sanskrit, to get back to the source, the timeless wisdom, and that can illuminate our mind and our heart. The knowledge genuinely is transformative and gives us new perspectives about how we can thrive in our life rather than just survive. So remember, Vishwasa is a freeing act. It means breathe. It literally means breathe freely. It comes from shwas, and in breathing you find the essence of shwas, and it means breathing freely. And so Vishwasa is a freeing act, not a binding one. So when we're full of trust, we breathe freely. Then the second aspect is pratyaya. Remember, that had a threefold element: stepping forward, and then studying what we find. And that doesn't mean sitting there with books necessarily. What it means is considering, acknowledging, being present with, and then assimilating what we find when we step forward, because it will be new knowledge. If it's not new knowledge, in a sense, then we're still within a comfort zone. So we assimilate and consider and acknowledge and be present with this new knowledge. So stepping forward, then the assimilation of that new knowledge, and that unlocks a memory, because real study is actually unlocking a memory of the knowledge that is held within, that is unavailable until we actually put our attention on it. And then it unlocks a deep memory. And it makes it available to us. That knowledge then is available to us. It is unknown and therefore unavailable until we have that moment of acknowledging and assimilation. One way in Sanskrit it's described is in studying. So studying is not just remembering facts. And so that knowledge isn't separate from us. And it, in a sense, because it unlocks that memory, it's like taking our light with us. In fact, when we step forward, it seems like we're stepping into the dark, but we're taking our light with us. And then Vishrambha is letting go of the ties that bind us. But we have to step forward first, and then there's a loosening of the ties that bind us. And that can seem irrational. And in terms of our normal life, stepping into the new is a bit irrational. But we need that to genuinely open up new avenues, new opportunities, new vistas. Now, in Sanskrit, I left you before the break with a beautiful ancient saying, and it goes like this in Sanskrit: padam padam prati padam arhati iti prati padikam. And that means, padam padam means step by step. And the whole statement means step by step, and at each step stands waiting that which is needed for that step. So think of a road in the dark, and at regular intervals along the road are lampposts with a light. So in between each lamppost is darkness, but that's okay, because as long as you just step with trust, faith and confidence, towards the first lamppost, that's all the light you need. And then at each step is waiting that which is needed for the next step. And then you move to the next lamppost, and then the next lamppost. And there's always enough light to get you from one to the other. And that's an act of trust. And of course, we know from things we've attempted in our life, we always get to our destination if we follow that process. But it does take trust. And that's a strength. So I hope that's sort of got you thinking about trust. That's trust from the timeless wisdom of Sanskrit that's actually in the very language itself. I just took three words. I didn't give you a whole big slab of some ancient text. I just gave you three words and started to unlock the wisdom that's in those three words, that's directly in our experience of trust. So here's a practice. How about trying this? And it's based on padam padam pratipadam arhati iti pratipadikam, step by step, and at each step stands waiting that which is needed for that next step. And the question I'm going to say to you is, each day ask yourself this question: what's my next best step right now? So come into the present moment. If you're sitting, great. If you're standing, great. Feel your feet on the floor. Come to the presence. Come to body awareness. Feel the clothes touching your skin. Let sight take in all the forms, or if you've got your eyes closed because you feel that's easier to center, fine. Open your listening out and just come to your senses. Come into presence. Take a deep breath and relax and calm the mind. And then ask yourself, what's my next best step right now? And then take that step. And often, I'm pretty sure that often it'll be something very simple and very immediate, like, you know, get my keys and get in my car and drive to work, or wash the dishes, or go and make that phone call. It'll be something very immediate, but it'll be the next thing you need to do. And that action won't be governed by a whole lot of circling thoughts in the mind and confusion. It will be coming from the clarity of the present moment. And what's needed for that step, even though your mind may say, but hang on, I'm not ready to do that, what's needed will be presented in that moment. If you need some information, some files, if you need some equipment, you'll know what's needed in that moment and you take that step. Try this out deliberately and intentionally. Trust me, just stop and ask yourself, what's my next best step right now? And then take that step. It's utterly transformative. And you'll find you can be incredibly productive and opens up all new possibilities if you proceed in that way, rather than just action and reaction based on a whole lot of circling thoughts that we have habitually in our mind. So good luck with that. So now it's time for mailbag. And this is your opportunity to ask me any questions. And I've had a great question, which is, it's come to me from a woman, and she said, what's a good way of bringing some of these values that you've been talking about in your shows into my life? That's a great question. Well, in each of the shows, as you know, I usually try and give you a practice, something to take it into practical daily life, so that this is practical wisdom, not just left in theory. It always comes back to the present moment, just like I said before with the other practice. Come to body awareness, take a deep breath, stand up straight or sit up straight. That's the first thing. Now, depending on the value that you're considering, say patience, you need to actually go back to the very word and really connect with that word, connect with the energy of that word. That's why I go back to the Sanskrit. It's not just some random thought, oh yeah, patience. We actually need to open up new wisdom for it to start to actually be part of ourselves and for us to live into that in our life. So the first thing I would suggest is consciously choose something, just one, and try it for a few days or for a day. Say, right, today I'm going to focus on patience. I'm sure there's other things that will come in, but I'm going to focus on patience. And start asking yourself questions. What do I know of patience? What does patience mean to me? Maybe get a dictionary out. Look something up. Look up patience. There's tons of online dictionaries. Look it up. Get some new knowledge. Take that first step. Get some new knowledge and think, oh, ask yourself, all right, how can I do that? How can I bring patience into my life today? Just today. maybe just up to lunchtime. Where do I lose patience? Where do I become impatient? How do I experience that impatience? How do I feel it in my body? What can I do, therefore, to start nurturing patience, bringing up the patience quotient? And in my show on patience that I did a few months back, I told you a story that I did when I was teaching kids, because I found I was getting impatient and because I was so stressed with work at certain times, as you do as a teacher. And I consciously took a step to nurture patience. And it was easy and it was fun and it was great and the kids were great about it too, because I told them that's what I was trying to do. So it was in their interests. I was much nicer to be around when I was practicing patience. So it just takes that sort of conscious application of your intelligence, your wit. And wit doesn't just mean humor, but it is fun. But it means your intelligence and get some new knowledge and see in the present moment how you can bring that into your life. And trust me, this is practical wisdom. This is transformative. If you start doing this very simply, you'll find a whole lot of areas of your life are transformed simply by putting your attention on something like that in a practical, proactive way. So good luck with it. And thanks for the great question. So in my next show, I'm actually going to be talking about, surprise, surprise, the power of powerful words, the power of powerful words. And I'm actually going to go into exactly this in a bit more detail. So check out my next show later in the month and you'll get some more tips about exactly this. And I always end the show with some Sanskrit. And if you want to find out more about conscious confidence or where to find my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success, go to my website, consciousconfidence.com. That's consciousconfidence.com. And you'll also find two free videos and some worksheets that you can download, Design Your Own Alignment Guide. That's based on Sanskrit, on the concept of santulana, which means balance. And that's the alignment of your body, mind, heart, and spirit. And I'm on social media, Facebook and Instagram, and also my shows are on YouTube at Conscious Confidence, the YouTube channel Conscious Confidence. And go to my Facebook and Instagram pages, Conscious Confidence Sarah Main, Conscious Confidence Sarah Main. And drop me a line at info@consciousconfidence.com. And I always end with some Sanskrit, and today it's a beautiful prayer. And it goes like this: lead us from the unreal to the real. Lead us from darkness to light. Lead us from fear of death to knowledge of immortality. May peace and peace and peace be everywhere. Om Asato Ma Sadgamaya Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya Mrityorma Amritam Gamaya. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And we'll see you next time. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Conscious Confidence with Sarah Main. Join us next month on Transformation Talk Radio for more timeless wisdom with Sarah's exciting and innovative approach to living. Discover more joy, freedom, and step into your limitless potential. For more information on Sarah Main and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit sarahmain.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.